From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Nearly 1,000 cadets graduated today at the Air Force Academy. The nation's top general, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Joseph Dunford, told graduates that their accomplishments at the school mean little in the world that they're about to enter, adding that excellence is expected of them and that, quote, it is time to lead. The ceremony ended with a traditional flyover by the Thunderbirds and a hat toss. Climate scientists in Colorado say the Arkansas River will likely experience less water flow in the future. Brad Udall studies the connection between climate change and water resources at the Colorado Water Institute, which is part of Colorado State University. Udall says there's a direct connection between global climate change and water resources. He released a study earlier this year on the effects of climate change on the Colorado River.
What we predict is that by mid-century, the Colorado River could lose up to 20% of its flow based on temperature influences, and by end of century, up to 35% if we continue to emit greenhouse gases as we currently are. And I think those numbers are probably valid for the Arkansas as well.
Udall says perhaps the area of greatest concern in the basin is the lower Arkansas River Valley, where the economy depends on agriculture, but adds that effects will be felt basin-wide. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.